stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcast.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster.
We've got the votes to confirm Justice Ginsburg's replacement before the election.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham tells Fox President Trump will fill another Supreme Court seat whether he's reelected or not. He chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
The stakes of this vacancy concern no less than the future of fundamental rights for the American people.
Two Republican senators say they're against installing a new justice before knowing he'll be president. Two more could block confirmation. Some coronavirus money is just sitting there.
A new report shows more than 8.5 million Americans haven't yet received COVID-19 economic relief payments because of lax IRS and Treasury Department records. According to the Government Accountability Office, those people could miss out on the payments of up to $1,200 each if they don't file for the funds by an October 15th deadline.
Fox's Rich Dennison. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:05. Rich Thomas coming up in the forecast. You're going to like it.
Break your butt up!
At Starbucks. Join us for the new Taste of Autumn specialty coffee.
That sounds good.
Black coffee with pieces of real leaves floating around for texture and aroma.
That doesn't sound too good.
But they're real leaves from New England.
Still, no.
How about we add pumpkin spice donut holes, pumpkin whipped cream, and drizzle it with light and dark caramel?
Oh yeah, that sounds real good.
Let's just skip the coffee and put hot cocoa in first.
Oh, yeah. But what about the leaves?
We can just put a picture of them on the cup.
Sold. I'm on my way to the drive-thru.
Starbucks, where fall has arrived.
You know what today is?
Okay. We need to look at a calendar.
Look at the calendar!
It is. September 22nd.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
Well, you're in luck.
You're in luck!
Today just happens to be
the first day
of the
fall season.
The temperature
just keep getting cooler and cooler.
You need a sweater.
You ready to start?
Let's
start the show!
Temperatures are getting cooler.
Leon's getting
out of the way, Leon, because it's time for...
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
I have no headphones.
No headphones?
Yeah.
And where might those have gone?
They're downstairs. I'm having a tough morning.
We have extra sets back here.
Yeah, okay. I'm having a...
This one is $5. you know what? They don't have any frickin'...
That's the problem with this.
Oh.
It's the...
Here, use mine until you can go get yours.
Okay.
It's a Tuesday morning, folks. Hey, everybody. I'm back, by the way. I missed you guys.
Wait a minute. Look, I think I found a plug for you.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
Trick or treat.
Hey, weren't you here already? Didn't you come by here already?
I thought that was the Easter Bunny.
So, it's just nice and cool this morning.
It's wonderful out.
It's amazing.
I made the mistake at 4 o'clock of taking. I need now. I need volume. I'm taking the dog out.
Got any?
Yeah.
Taking for just a little potty walk,
and shorts and no shirt, and that was not the way to do it because it was all cool. So our forecast for today calling for a comfortably cool day. Fall officially begins in 2 hours and 21 minutes. So we're still in summer with a high today around 74 and considerable cloudiness today, tonight. Low tonight down to about 59. Tomorrow an isolated shower possible in the daytime. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms from Beta beginning Wednesday night and showers and storms likely on Thursday and Friday. Some tropical downpours. I think we could easily see 1 to 3 inches of rain. Friday, high temperature back in the low 80s, and then more scattered showers on Saturday. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, northeast winds at 8 miles per hour. I think this is the coolest temperature we've had at this hour since, who knows, maybe April? I don't know. 59 degrees now at 610.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At 11 minutes after 6, Jay will be out for at least today. We hope no longer. So it's the Three Stooges today.
It's the Three Stooges.
Four, if you count
Chase,
the Mexican street dog.
Mexican poop dog.
Where's that comfortable lap I'm used to sitting in during the show? Where did that go?
Are you saying my lap's not comfortable, Greg?
Well, if many circumstances from my marital status to my age were very different, I would leap into it in a heartbeat. But that's just not the way it is.
I think he finds Jay's a little larger. I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, you're good. Well, and too, like, Jay will hold him upside down and, like, rub his belly, and he just puts him in, like, a dog trance.
There are people that have that skill.
Yeah.
My friend Terry has my dogs under a spell. They will do things for her, and then, you know, they look at me like, what? You want me to do what? For a treat? No, that's not happening. But for her, yes, they will. I guess there are people that have that gift. Jay's been like that, too.
Yeah.
With our...
The dog whisperer?
Yeah. He's got that unique... He's the Caesar Milan. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's the guy's name.
Yeah.
He just recently had a birthday.
It is 12 minutes after 6. The Duncan and Son Predictathon returns on Friday morning.
Oh! And we're excited.
Yep. Yep. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, we hope that, as many of you have, we'll partner up with Don Duncan in the maintenance of your automobile, the place without thinking you unhesitatingly go to when you need tires because they get your wholesale price on whatever brand you prefer for your vehicle. And they always quote a price that includes installation, no games. And what sets them apart from everybody else is their customer service, because if you need a lift back to your job or to your home or whatever it is that, you know, they try to take every single iota of inconvenience out of the equation they possibly can. And you'll appreciate that, because sometimes the reason we don't get those things taken care of is because, I can't find the time, I can't get a ride, everybody's at work. They'll take care of it. Don't sweat it. Just get your car in, and they'll get it done. With three locations serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, ideal if you work for the government or a legal office down there. They can get you back to your office, make sure that you get picked up or get back with your car as well. They've picked up and delivered for me, and not because I'm me, but that's the way they treat all their customers. And, of course, serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, also known as the official Rich Thomas location for Don Duncan.
It is, no doubt about it.
At 6:14, we have some local news, and then we'll start with our rocket scientist of the day. It's all about the most embarrassing thing each of the 57 states has Googled.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz passed away on Sunday. Gretz was known as the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. He was 92 years old. Former state senator David Burkett pleaded guilty to violating the Fair Campaign Practices Act. He has been sentenced to 12 months probation and asked to pay $3,000 in fines plus court costs and fees. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but that has been suspended. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 131,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,600 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have now died. Statewide hospitalizations are now back above 800. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Fox Tomorrow. Get ready for the musical games that will keep you guessing.
Who is this?
First, the Masked Singer returns with epic new celebrities in costumes.
That's two people?
Wow. Then, can you tell if someone can sing without hearing their voice?
I don't even think he has vocal cords.
Ken Jeong hosts the premiere of TV's new mystery music show, I Can See Your Voice, right after the Masked Singer season premiere.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
At 6:16, here's Menthol Meredith with a reminder that we must fill out our census forms.
Well, I finally filled out my census. Yep, last night there was a knock on my door, and I figured it was either the pizza boy or a fugitive. So I opened up the door, and it was this nice fella taking the census. I'd been avoiding it because I thought they might ask me something that would put me in violation of parole. But come to find out, the questions are just a snooze fest. In fact, when he asked me if I had any feedback, I gave him these suggestions of questions they ought to add to spice it up a little. Number one, what's the largest animal you've ever struck with your vehicle? Number two, how many tattoos do you got that are misspelled? Oh, I just went on and on. He finally told me he had to go. But if next time y'all take the census and they ask you who would win in a cage fight, Reba or Shania, just know that question was added by me.
No surprise. I put my money on Reba, actually. It is 17 after 6.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Google Trends gets the nomination. They invested a considerable amount of time and research to find out what the most embarrassing Google searches in each of the 57 states is. Before we mention Alabama, in California, the most frequently searched embarrassing question was how to quit a job you just started.
Oh.
Florida, how to get rid of a ghost. It's actually not a ghost. It's just somebody really old that's still moving around. Next door in Georgia. Yeah. Where is Africa? Do they teach geography? I mean, we had to draw maps.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we used to have to draw maps and then color them.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know what county they're in when you put a county map up on the weather, you know, as far as...
You know what? I have to give some empathy because I know Otago, Elmore, and us.
Yeah.
But I can never remember specifically. I know Lowndes is on the east, right?
Yeah, right.
Southeast. Yeah.
But you know all the states, and some people don't even know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had to memorize the capitals and everything. What are we going to need this for?
What did I see? Idaho had a weird one.
Let's find. I've got actually the map. The map is pulled up here somewhere. That's not it. That is not it here. Hold it. Here it is. Idaho.
Idaho had something like vaping. Something about vaping. Oh, there's the map.
There's Idaho. We know where that is. How to vape.
New Mexico, although nothing to be proud of. Justin Bieber nudes.
In New Mexico.
I mean, that's terrible.
I mean, Justin Bieber is kind of yesterday, isn't he?
And New Mexico.
Texas, does my dog love me?
Does my dog love me? Louisiana, not surprising. Why do I sweat so much?
Is the earth round? That's what they want to know in Mississippi. Ours, shoulder pads.
What? No. What?
Yeah, that's what it says. Shoulder pads. That's Alabama's most embarrassing Google search question. Are they talking about football?
Or are they talking about shoulder pads for suits?
For suits, yeah.
And in the whole state of West Virginia, the one question on everyone's mind is, why is my poop green?
They must have had one of those.
That's all that kale and organic matter.
Remember the Whopper, that Halloween Whopper, whatever it was?
The Halloween Whopper. What was it again?
It made poop green.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there was something in the bun.
Pennsylvania, nothing to be proud of, Rusty. Nickelback concert.
And Illinois wants to know, what do we breathe out? And if you're not shot, I suppose that's a reasonable question to ask there in my former home state.
Nebraska's worried about smelly feet. Now, you know, Wyoming, casserole recipes. That's good.
Oh,
it's good.
It gets very chilly there in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I imagine there's a lot of casserole baking that goes
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But California, how do I quit a job I just started? Whoops, I'm working and I don't like this. Unbelievable. It is 621, Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is a company we've been associated with, supported us for a good decade now. We're so grateful for that. We hope, they hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. They're all about restoring choices and re-empowering people who've got life's toughest break, which is a loss of mobility. Sometimes it's a car wreck or a fall. Long-term recovery is required. First thing they do is make the home safely accessible for their client. They work with a lot of our wounded heroes returning from action, facing long-term rehab issues with wounds sustained in combat. The work they do is... I mean, it's award-winning. For one, they have a wall full of them, and they serve not just the River Region, but all of southeastern United States. That's how far and wide the reputation spreads. We hope that if you have a chance one day, you'll look up their Facebook page, Gulf States Mobility, and like them for the great work they do. They hope and we hope. You never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but if you need them, you'll be glad they are. 514-6590 for Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. At 622...
Indiana wants to know, how is a baby made?
It's that stork that we talk about.
That's Indiana, huh?
Yeah.
How is a baby made?
Indiana wants me, but Lord, I can't go back there.
Just look at the pictures. What's our TV topic today?
Oh, you know, we're talking about, was it the worst summer ever?
Yeah.
I would say it's one of the worst summers ever, but only 16% of people apparently thought it was the worst summer ever.
I suppose it's all a matter of perspective. I can think of some summers that were spoiled by dysfunctional relationships and stuff.
Oh, okay. I got you.
A summer that might have been spoiled by loss of a job.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though?
Well, we only had a pandemic and social unrest and a bad tropical season with landfalling hurricanes. Other than that, this has been a wonderful summer.
It's showtime.
So we will wait for our cue from CBS 8 and ABC 32 and Alabama News Rising.
As we're rising bright and early to get you started with your day.
We do our best. I only fixed breakfast for one person today. I felt so useless.
I am. You know, I'm not right if I'm not eating breakfast for you.
I know. I'm going to have Jesse check the temperature of your nose. If it's not cold, we're sending you to the doctor.
it's not cold and wet like Chase's, send me to the vet.
By the way, we think we know where Radzilla came in.
Oh?
Yeah, so spot located in the outside wall behind the building.
Really?
Yep, there's a nest in there. So.
Oh.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Yes.
Well, today marks the end of summer and the beginning of fall, and due to the pandemic, a lot of vacations had to be canceled. But despite that, a lot of people still think the summer wasn't that bad this year. There is a lot to talk about this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hi. Good morning.
This is appropriate with summer now. Well, we have 2 hours and 5 minutes left of summer.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate. We're going to do actually do
now, what
a
are
countdown.
We doing sitting here? Let's go to the beach, guys.
Yeah. I agree. Let's go.
Come on. Jump in my pool. Let's go.
Yeah. I bet the pool water is considerably cooler just over the last couple of days. This is great waking up to this today. Was it the worst summer ever?
Well, it wasn't a good summer.
I think you have to get some perspective on that because we all probably know somebody who may have lost a job and had real serious issues to confront.
In other summers, you mean?
So, did we get to do what we would normally do?
No.
No, but on the other hand, it's, you know, always a perspective. Try to have an attitude of gratitude that it wasn't worse for you than it was.
Do you remember back in March and April when we thought we can't wait to get to summertime because all of this... all this pandemic stuff will be behind us. Remember that?
I remember the experts. We have too many experts in this country saying, well, when the summer comes, the virus will not survive in the heat. So business as usual. And what are we looking at? Cardboard people sitting in baseball stadiums watching the games. So
some of them don't look good.
It's kind of a trade-off.
But at least we are looking at baseball, right?
You are. I was just going to say
baseball
that.
And SEC football this Saturday.
Yeah.
With people in the
and
stands.
And my White Sox are going to the playoffs, so maybe that
you're
makes
a White
really
Sox fan?
Yeah, can you imagine him being a White Sox fan?
I am.
No, that's cool. I was with them in the 2005 World Series. I thought that was great because being from Chicago.
What a great year.
You're used to your team's disappointing you. God, the worst summer. Thank you for saying that. The worst summer ever. And it was September 24th, 1969, when the Cubs were eliminated from postseason play by the New York Mets.
Hey,
that was so depressing.
Andrew, how does a boy from North Carolina latch on to the White Sox?
I get this question a lot. So the White Sox AAA team is the Charlotte Knights.
Yes.
So I grew up getting to see people like Frank Thomas and Ray Durham rehab in Charlotte when they were coming back from injury.
Well,
and then I want to say when I was in elementary school, the White Sox played an exhibition game against the Montreal Expos in Charlotte. And that was my first major league game. My dad took me to that game. And ever since then, I've always been a White Sox fan.
That's a good answer.
So I have a good reason.
Yeah.
Fans here have got to watch great major leaguers like Evan Longoria and David Price come through playing for the Biscuits on their way to the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs. How about you, Jesse? What's
your
take on this?
Is it worst summer ever?
No, you know, I think the summer's been more than interesting. However, there's a silver lining in it, you know, between shutdown and having some time off for myself and then re-ramping back up on the touring schedule and stuff. It's actually been a kind of a good trade-off in many ways. And shockingly, I'm going to be that person that actually says that it's been a good summer for me specifically.
Well, I'm just thinking, didn't you join this show during the summer?
I did. Yes, in June. In June.
The best summer for you guys is what that means, Greg.
Yes, you're absolutely correct on that.
I had 3 airplane flight trips that were canceled.
Yeah.
And,
I will say the only thing that was a bummer, my cruise got canceled this month that I was going to take for my birthday.
I'm not sure the cruising industry is ever going to fully come back.
I agree. They're having major issues.
Will we ever see buffets again, do you think? No, I mean, really.
We'll see them, but I don't know if we'll get to eat at them.
Yeah. I don't think if you're talking about the Piccadilly coming back, I doubt it. Hey, one other good thing. I don't know if you noticed it, but that intersection on Taylor Road that we all hate, that takes forever to change, they fixed it.
They did?
Yeah.
Do you think we had anything to do with it?
Of course they did, after I moved to the other side of town.
Oh, what? No!
I haven't driven through that intersection in 2 months now.
I thought I had some happy news for you, but yeah, they've shortened the length of your stay there to about 30 seconds, at least in the middle of the night.
Hey, that means that someone is watching us, and hey, we appreciate you listening to our complaint and then acting on it. We will let you know about other intersections that we have issues with as we come across them.
We haven't heard a word from Ben yet. Then the producer says rap.
Yeah, well, maybe tomorrow, guys.
Okay, yeah, he's here all week. I won't say anything one day and let him take over the conversation.
I'm you glad to find out you're a Sox fan. Though. That was cool.
Go Sox. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, see y'all later. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay, that was interesting.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me. I will never forget. Well, here's the thing. That summer of 69, when I was a Cub fan.
Yeah.
And after they broke my heart so many times, I gave them up for the Marlins.
You have done that before. Like, I remember when you just became recently a Yankees fan within the last couple of years.
Yeah, because they have exciting players, but and I'm a capitalist. Yankees, big money, you know.
Right.
But that summer started out great. That's the other part of it. Because the Cubs were in first place July 4th for the first time in like 80 years that late in the season. And then they had a big lead on the New York Mets going into August. And then for the last half of the whole summer, I watched that big lead slowly evaporate. The Mets took over. They went on to win the World Series. And I remember the night of September 24th well. In fact, you could put that in Thursday's timeline. If
you want. You know, I had a difficult moment in 95. This boy from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, I it was the Braves playing the Cleveland Indians. And, you know, I had just become a Braves fan when they went from worst to first in 91. And there was a dilemma. Who do you root for? And I rooted for the Braves. So
they won, though, didn't they?
They did win. Yeah.
David Justice won 1-0 on that home run.
Yeah.
Was that
a
game six or is it game seven?
I don't remember.
I watched that from a restaurant. Here's another goofy story, right?
Mm-hmm.
That World Series game, I think it was played on a Saturday night. I had flown to Chicago, flown a friend in from somewhere else to meet me there for the reunion, and spent all of Friday checking out downtown and doing different things. You know, this is before everything was boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
They had bullet holes. Saturday night, I got my best suit. Can't wait for everybody in the class to see me because I still look pretty good and, you know, I'm prospering.
Right.
So we get dressed and we get to the banquet hall for the reunion and check our coats in because it was cold and it was snowing.
Really?
It was snowing. And the lady said, "Oh, the Bogan reunion? That was last night."
Oh, no.
We were the fourth couple that showed up on Saturday without checking the ticket.
Oh, man.
Oops.
Now, I must have hosted 100 high school reunions during my Miami days, and not one reunion ever had their big party on a Friday night. It gave people a chance to come in from out of town.
Right.
But not mine. I assume wrongly. I graduated from Idiot U. 6:33. Let's see how the roads are doing. Come back with the timeline for the 22nd of September.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's pick-me-up menu and have it delivered.
Is quiet so far this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a little congestion here and there, but overall, everything is moving smoothly this morning. Got a good bit of traffic inbound on I-65 and 85. No issues on the interstates. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. Although a lot of people are working from home, accidents still happen. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang?
Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
At 6:37, with the timeline for September the 22nd, is your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 266th day of the year, that means there are only 100 days left in 2020. Gosh, I wish this year could go on forever and ever. Today is...
today's it national, seems like it's gone on I know, forever and ever. I know.
Today's National Voter Registration Day. Today is National Ice Cream Cone Day. It's been a while since I've actually had a cone, an ice cream cone. It's National White Chocolate Day. Now, is there... Did you say one time that it has... It's more medicinal... It's better for you?
It's actually dark chocolate that has some medicinal purpose.
Oh, I got
That's why I feel so good today, because I had about a half a dozen Hershey Nuggets last night.
What's the difference between white chocolate and dark chocolate, except the color? I mean...
Milk. Oh. No milk in the dark chocolate.
No milk?
No.
Is that right? Interesting. It's Dear Diary Day. I use that line very often. 244 years ago in 1776, Captain Nathaniel Hale said the famous words, "I only regret that I have but one life to live, to lose for my country." He said it smoother than I did. He said that just before he was hanged for spying behind enemy lines on a mission for George Washington's army. On this date in 18... 18- 1862, Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, declaring that all slaves in rebel states should be free as of January 1st, 1863. On this date in 1927, if you owned a radio, you were listening to Jack Dempsey, who knocked out heavyweight boxing champ Gene Tunney in the seventh round, attempting to regain the title. However, the referee refused to start the count until Dempsey went into a neutral corner, giving Tunney an extra 3 or 4 seconds to recover, which he did, and he went on to win the fight. Everyone who owned a radio that night was listening. 10 people died of heart attacks while listening to the fight on the radio.
It's kind of pathetic.
That's bad.
On this date in 1953, the famous Four Level opens in Los Angeles. Four Level. So it's a stacked interchange. And it's the first in the world. It opens in Los Angeles at the intersection of Harbor, Hollywood, Pasadena, and the Santa Ana freeways. The Saturday Evening Post wrote, "A mad motorist's dream. 32 lanes of traffic weaving in 8 different directions at one time." On this date in 64, Hermits, number one with a Carole King, Jerry Goffin song, "I'm Into Something Good." The only number one song for them. On that same day, Man from U.N.C.L.E. debuts on what television network?
NBC.
That's right. You remember what night of the week it was?
Thursday?
I think it was Monday.
Monday.
I'm not... I'll have to check.
I just remember it was the show that convinced my dad to get us a color TV.
Oh. And it was Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin.
Ilya.
Yeah.
And David McCollum is still a TV star.
Yeah.
At 87, 88
years
old.
Right. That's right. And then with Mr. Waverly was their boss. Open Channel D, Section 8, Code 1. Remember they would go into that, what looked like a laundromat.
Who played that character? Was that Leo G. Carroll?
That's a good question. I do not know the Mr. Waverly's actor's name. On this date in 65, a San Francisco band called The Great Society, featuring Grace Slick, and Jerry Slick on drums, made their debut at the Coffee Gallery in North Beach, California. Of course, she went on to the Jefferson Airplane, which became the Jefferson Space Rockets or whatever. 1969, on this date, the great Willie Mays hits his 600th career home run in a game against the San Diego Padres. He ended his career with 660 home runs.
Just passed by Albert, I wish I had a different last name, Pujols.
Now, we're not sure if this is going to work yet, what's in the system, but we're going to try it. Now, our song of the day, written by the brilliant writing team, Holland, Dozier, Holland. 1970 from Detroit, Michigan. Since You've Been Gone, all we have is this band of gold and this ring around the tub.
Now that you're gone.
That's a great song from Detroit, Michigan. I didn't know Holland Dozier Holland wrote it, but I should have figured it out because it's so great. 1997, Elton John releases Diana's tribute, Candle in the Wind. Biggest selling single of all time. Beating what single for the biggest selling single of all time?
White Christmas.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby. How about that? It lasted till 1997. 45 years ago in 75, a chick named Sarah Jane Moore failed in her attempt to assassinate President Gerald Ford. This is less than 3 weeks after a member of the Manson family tried to take him out. Moore got sentenced to life in prison, but they let her out in parole in 2007. On this date in 85, the first Farm Aid concert was put on. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Cougar Mellencamp were the main organizers. This is the day Friends debuted on NBC in 1994. Ran for 10 seasons. George C. Scott died in 1999. You know, when he did Patton, he just became Patton,
Yes, he did.
You know?
There's a movie, I think I just DVR'd it, called Hospital, that's a comedy that he's in that's very good. That he, might be an oldie worth taking a look at.
He's got a comedic role?
He plays almost like a Patton-esque type character. It's just that the hospital is, it's sort of like a non-slapstick version of Airplane.
Oh, okay. I got you. I've never heard of it. In this state in 2004, pretty popular show, Lost, premiered on ABC. Did you ever get into Lost?
No, I missed out on that.
I got lost trying to find it.
Is it plane goes down?
Yeah.
And they're lost on an island.
I want to say, actually, I watched maybe a couple of the episodes, but I didn't get, like...
It had a cult following.
It
really did.
Including our boss, and he said they, like, jumped the shark very early.
Yeah, you know, because then there was this other group on the island.
Right.
And it was just, it just got weird for me. On this date in 2008, the U.S. Mint revealed the first change to the penny in 50 years would go into effect the following year. They got rid of the Lincoln Memorial on the back and replaced it with four different images representing parts of Abraham Lincoln's life. Number one, a log cabin to represent his childhood. Him as a young man sitting with an axe. Him standing in front of the State House in Illinois, where he first entered politics, and the U.S. Capitol building being built during his presidency. 2019, in the final season of Game of Thrones, the Emmy for Best Drama went to Peter, what do you call him?
Dingleberry. Dingleberry.
He won his fourth supporting actor for playing Tyrion Lannister. Just a little role. Tom Felton is 33 from the Harry Potter movies. Bonnie Hunt is 59. Scott Baio, little Chachi.
Yeah, how old is little Chachi?
Little Chachi, who was doing, well never mind. He's 60 today.
Little Joni?
Yes, he was. In trailers, in between takes. Joan Jett is 62. She loves rock and roll. Debbie Boone is 64. Her biggest hit, You Light Up My Life. Boy, the 16-minute disco mix of that was just hot.
Yep.
Hot.
Filled the dance floor with that one.
Sherry Belafonte is 66, daughter of Harry. Tommy Lasorda is how old today? You're so good at this.
I'm going to say 91.
93.
Ooh.
Yes.
Not far off.
Tommy Lasorda. He is... I just like him as a person.
Yes,
you know?
He's a great ambassador for baseball.
When he was asked to do a favor and bring on Piazza, you know, in what, 64th draft pick?
The last draft pick.
It was a favor, right? Because he's like a nephew or something. That worked out, huh?
It sure did.
3 days till the Duncan and Sons Predictathon, 4 days till football, which means 5 days until the birthday of a great American. Gwyneth Paltrow will be 47.
I got her candle.
It's 39 days till Halloween and 85 days till Thanksgiving, and that's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's more
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Comfortably cool. It's still summer for a few more minutes. Well, until 8:31. A nice breeze out there today again with a high around 74. Considerable cloudiness through the day today and tonight, but dry. Tonight's low 59. Tomorrow, an isolated shower possible during the daytime, but a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms from Beta. That's that tropical storm assaulting Texas right now on Wednesday night. And showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday and Friday. Tropical downpours, we could see 1 to 3 inches of rain. Friday, we'll be back in the low 80s and then more scattered showers Saturday. Right now, cloudy skies, northeast winds at 8. It's 59 at 6:48.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Menu.
Menu.
Yes.
Do tell.
So, if you go online to wingfingers.com, you will find an awesome menu loaded with everything that you can find at Wing Fingers, including their finger combos, salads, bowls, kitty fingers, beverages that we talk about very often, the awesome dipping sauces, and the dressings for those salads. Oh, my goodness, they have several of my favorite, including the raspberry vinaigrette and the balsamic vinaigrette, personally my favorite. And then, of course, your desserts, that big old jumbo cookie that we like so much there. So menu is your winning word for today.
We were actually browsing the menu yesterday, and I noticed they have that gooey bowl with the wing fingers, the fries,
so
cheese, and bacon. It looks like something you'd be happy to wash your hands
after.
Yes. Of course, these days, before and after, we're not advocating filth. All right, so sometime between 3 and 6, I'll ask you to be caller 7, like Cooter was yesterday. We had a weird thing. Our phones, I took 6 calls, and the phone system went nuts.
Oh, no.
Every line went on hold. Tom Jones had to drive in, fix the phone, and then we took the first caller.
You blew out the phone. That's what you did.
I think. Anyway, we are hoping that won't happen again today. So 272-9228 is our number. Jot it down so you have it handy, and you can win lunch for two at Wing Fingers in the RSA headquarter building downtown at 201 Union. Traffic at 650. A little cheap and trashy next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are beginning to get a little busier now on the boulevard. We're seeing congestion east-south boulevard from Baptist down to Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Northeast Boulevard a little busy from Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry, and we got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. What we don't have this morning is accidents, and that is a good thing, so kudos to you. Keep up the good work. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans. Sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus along with the agriculture. Cultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum and Clearback policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
You run a business and you need better wireless. 3 words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more.
plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
6:54 this brisk, beautiful morning. And a very quick keep and trash. Actually, the story I found most interesting involves Johnny Depp. He made a comment that I found very interesting and revealing. And to a great extent, probably true. He said, a lot of people think I'm crazy. What's wrong with that? Crazy is freedom. All those in the room who are inclined to agree with him, please raise your hands.
That's nuts.
So I've always been drawn to people who are diligent in remaining themselves. And most of his heroes are a little bit on the whack side. Hunter Thompson, Marlon Brando, Keith Richards.
What's the Jimmy Buffett line? If we all weren't so crazy, we would go insane.
Yeah. Add Jimmy Buffett to that list. Is Mariah Carey. The Mariah Carey canceling Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah. She's not quite as powerful as she used to be. She thought she was trying to yesterday when she tweeted, Thanksgiving is canceled in all caps, then posted four more all-cap tweets. There can be miracles. Resting in pieces, as in P-I-E-C-E-S. And one summer night, we ran away for a while. For those who are invested in the deep thinking of Mariah Carey, there you go. It was a liquor store clerk that leaked the huge news that the Kansas City Chiefs signed Patrick Mahomes to that $477 million contract.
A liquor store?
Yeah, a liquor store clerk. What happened was they had come in to order champagne to celebrate the signing.
Oh.
She found out and then spilled the beans on the internet. But the team is not mad at her. In fact, they sent her a bottle of champagne.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
I bet it was cheap.
How's that Andre Cold Duck doing today, you know?
Yeah.
The original Friday the 13th is coming back to theaters for its 40th anniversary. And apparently Chase is quite excited about that.
He is.
A lot of controversy over the, they're calling it a coming-of-age film. Kiddie porn would be more accurate, but that's these guys on the left coast, right?
What's the name of the movie?
Cuties.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently it's getting a huge tune-in because of the controversy.
I see.
Ellen DeGeneres says she's the same Ellen you see on TV, but admits there's some truth to the accusations.
Oh, imagine that.
I take responsibility for what happens on my show. It is the Ellen DeGeneres show, and I am her.
I'm glad she identified herself.
Yeah.
We've wondered this, you know, all these years.
So she's saying there's some truth to...
Yes. She says, I'm guilty of being impatient at times. And she says, I'm working on all of my issues. Let's see. Sylvester Stallone's mom, Jackie, passed away at age 98. Was she the one that made it into Playboy way back?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
Somebody, for some reason I'm remembering this. Maybe we could Google it. It could be one of the dumbest questions asked, searched in Alabama. Yeah. Larry King, who was about 115, his newly divorced wife wants $33,000 a month in support.
What does he pay out to former wives now, I wonder?
Gotta be a lot. He's outlived a couple of them, though. And by the way, a record low, 6 million people watched the Emmys.
6 million people?
Yes, 6 million. And Sunday Night Football ratings were down about 22% from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
From week one to week two, they went down another 18%. So keep it up, NFL. You're doing a great job of telling all your fans to Kiss your butt.
When they renegotiate that TV contract.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. All right, now Jay is out today, so we're going to divide the random facts.
I like random facts.
There will be convoluted introductions. I think Jesse should go first, then you.
Okay. Just because she's a girl?
Yeah. Isn't that the rule that we grew up with? Ladies first?
I thought it was always weatherman first, in case he got struck by lightning.
Now, if we were...
No, I'm kidding. Oh, wait, you've already done that, Greg. Never mind. So you've got Rich beat on that one.
I've got to be able to know I can get through this show without hurting anybody's feelings. That's real important.